Namaste, I'm Jenny G. Thanks for tuning in. Make sure you hit that subscribe button in order to get my content. Now, I'm going to talk about this week's cosmic vibes, what's coming up every day, how we can utilize this energy, how we can work through it to the fullest. However, before I begin, I want you to mark your calendars and your date set to Tuesday, April the 30th. Because I'm going live here on YouTube. I'm going to be doing some predictions with all of the zodiac signs. That's right. And I'm going to be giving you some insights into what I see coming up in the world with certain events and such. You know, like we've been in a really, really intense time for quite some time. However, you're especially going to see things coming up, and I'm going to give you more dates and informations. So set your clocks to 2 p.m. Eastern, 12 noon Mountain Standard Time, 11 a.m. Pacific on Tuesday, April 30th. Join me here live, and given some time, I might even do some readings because I'm a psychic clairvoyant medium. However, I go with the flow and see where things flow us to, right? I'm just saying. So now, this week, on this week's Cosmic Vibes, there's issues coming forth that you're going to see more, especially today. I'm saying April 28th, it's a master number day. And we have another power day on the 5th of May, 5-5 power. And you might be inventing your power. You might be exploding that power within. I'm just saying, right? So you're going to be finding that, you know what? I want to let go of what's really, really bothering me. You know, you guys have been working through a lot of energies within your soul for quite some time, you know, and you have to show yourself compassion. You know, I talk to all walks of life every day, and people are like, I can't believe I haven't done this yet, or I can't believe this hasn't happened, and why haven't I done this? Be gentle on yourself. You know, like with so many changes in the world, it affects all of us in our own way. You know, there's people that really hold back what they're feeling because they don't want to share, they don't want to talk to certain people because they're like, you know what? They're not going to get it. They don't understand where I'm at, Jenny. They don't just get it. Believe me, they do. However, there's people that hold back what they're truly feeling, and they're like, I don't have anybody to talk to. You know, you can always book a session with me, right? You know, and I can give you the insights and explain to you why this is happening to you, because you're going to be doing more releasing traumatic, you know, situations that you've been holding on to, that you've been letting go on. April has been an extremely intense month. The solar eclipse, the new moon, which affected us even more greatly on the Scorpio full moon we've just had. So please be gentle on yourself, right? The 28th of April, it's like a master number day. You might be like, you know what? I have all of this energy. Or you might be like, geez, I really need some space to myself. So you have to listen within what feels right for you, because on the 29th, there's a lot more exposure coming on with these so-called world wars. There's a lot of stuff you guys are not aware of. A lot of truth is not being shown, of course. There's a lot of lies and deceptions. Surprise, surprise, we've seen that come out. More is getting exposed and will be exposed. Right? This is a water year. This is why I changed my background to the dolphins. I'm an animal communicator as well. I get a lot of messages coming through from our animals, sea life or animals as well. So they have been, you know, I've been communicating with them for quite some time. I don't give a lot of insights into what I'm hearing, of course, because I find their messages very sacred. However, I'm going to talk more about that in my live predictions video. So please be careful when you're around the water. There's a lot of activity, there's a lot of energy happening, which is going to cause a lot of shakeups. Whenever you're swimming, don't go alone. There very well could be a lot more drownings coming on. I'm just saying, a lot of activity is going to shake the world up. with water events, even more so. So just be very careful with this, you guys. Please be very careful. There's issues that are going to be coming up even more so karmically, right? We all have our own karmic path to clear and karmic issues and how to resolve these issues and such like that. That's why the month of April very well could have been really, really intense for you, because what you weren't really paying attention to, it's coming up harshly. Like, how many of you guys experience sudden endings? I've had so many different readings of sudden relationship endings in all sorts of ways. There's a lot of karmic clearing with soul contracts ending suddenly. A lot of people have been like, wow, this hasn't worked for me, or this is not working for me. And relationships are everybody in general, your partners, friends, business, anybody, like in anything. There's a lot more passings coming, sudden passings from people. That's going to continue on and on and on, unfortunately. So please listen to your intuition whenever you're like, you know what, I got to call this person for some reason, or maybe I want to go see them. Right. I've had even more people saying, you know what, I keep on hearing a message from somebody, and I haven't seen them for a long time. That's your soul speaking to you to say, you know what, pay attention to that. Maybe reach out to them. But I haven't talked to them in years. I don't know where they are. You can easily Google somebody on social media, just put their name in. Right. Find out. You might all of a sudden find out that person has passed away. You might find out that maybe they're thinking of you. Maybe that person wants you to reach out for them. Maybe that's you. Our intuition has been getting stronger and stronger and stronger with this being a universal year of eight and the year of the dragon. So don't brush that aside. Don't brush that aside. Really tune in and pay attention. Okay, because this week you're going to see it. You're going to feel it even more and more and more. You're going to be more sensitive. You're doing more ancestral clearing and healing and so on. And whenever these certain traumas from before start coming up, like all of a sudden you might be like, why is this? Why am I thinking this? Like, how did that happen? Really pay attention to that, because your soul is bringing that to the surface on purpose for you to heal. Work through that. You're easily getting triggered by certain events from the past. Whenever you're getting triggered, pause, write it down, like what you're feeling and experiencing. There could be certain things you've tried to block out or certain things that you're still trying to heal from. Write it down and really take that time out for you and say, okay, why am I still focused on this, or why is this coming up? Because your soul wants you to work through it even more to heal. That's why we have certain cosmic times to do that, because as you are healing, you're taking your power back. The more traumatic, and if it was something very traumatic or sadness like deaths and so on, whatever it is, write it down. Do a journal. Start writing down your thoughts and your emotions and such like that. Don't ignore it, because it just gets stuffed down even more. And then boom, all of a sudden you could be anywhere, in the grocery store, in the library, like anywhere. And all of a sudden tears are coming out. You're like, why? Like, what's going on? That's why your soul brings things to the surface as we're healing. It's like, wear sunglasses if you don't want people to see your tears. I hide my emotions back myself at times, right? So we all process and heal in our own time, and you have to be really gentle on yourself, because lots of things are coming up. We get sad just looking at the world events. Suicides are up, depression is up, and so on and so on, by the so-called government who's been doing this to you guys to hurt you, bottom line, without going into lots and lots of details, right? So you're going to find that this week you're also going to start implementing new plans. You're going to be setting new goals for yourself, even on the 30th of May, even on the 30th of April and May 1st. You could be like, you know what, I just want to have some fun, right? You're going to be like, gosh, I've just been so tied down. I've been so restricted. Or when was the last time you guys laughed and had fun? Like, when I go to bed at night, I read a lot as well. But sometimes I'm like, you know what, I'll watch like Frasier. I love the television show Frasier. The reruns are recorded all, and it's so funny. Like, I just love that. I can't catch the new Frasier show because it's on all these other apps and channels. And I'm like, are you kidding me? Just when you have certain things planned, all of a sudden changes happen, right? Change is always going to happen. Always, I learned that when I worked in the airline industry. Changes happen every single day, every single day, right? With sudden deaths that we've been seeing happening, which is going to continue more and more and more and more and more, unfortunately. Right? So now you might even find on the 2nd and 3rd of May, you're making more solid decisions about things. You're seeing more clarity. You're going to start slowing down a little bit more, and your muscles could be a little bit more achy that day, right? Every day, the planetary alignments causes our bodies to feel more achy, right? With the ascension symptoms, that full moon in Scorpio that we just had, lower back ache, extreme exhaustion. I mean, I was working that night and I'm like, oh my gosh, I am so exhausted. Like, normally I can work later and later. I couldn't. I'm like, you know what? I can't. I can't. I literally turned my phone off. I went into my bed. I lay down and I'm like, I'm just gonna turn on my headphones and listen to some calming music. I just couldn't. I couldn't. So really pay attention to how your body feels and such like that. Even on the 28th and the 30th, you're going to be releasing and letting go. You might have some more knee issues or joint issues and such, and your skin and your hair might be a little bit off. I still don't like my shorter hair. Gosh, but there is a lot of dead ends, so I had to get it cut off. So I don't like my hair shorter, but sometimes we have to do certain things that we might not like, we might want not want to do, right? And it's just like surrendering it, surrender. Hair grows back, for goodness sake. Certain things come back, right? So on the 1st of May, on the 2nd of May, you might find that your calves, are hurting you more. Your ankles are still hurting you more. Issues are kind of lingering a little bit more. Make sure you're stretching, because this week your muscles could be a little bit off. Like even I found, like even my shoulders and especially my neck, I'm like, wow, my neck hurts. Right? Whenever we hold certain tensions in and stress in, it does affect our body as well. It throws our cortisones off. So it can create our emotions to be a lot higher. And when our emotions are a lot higher, it throws our cortisones off in our body. So that's why for anybody who's, like losing weight or dieting and such, and you're like, you get on the scale and you're like, why didn't the scale go down? Because your stress level, that happened to me last week. And I'm like, what? Why didn't it go? I thought the scale would go down a lot more. Why didn't it? And I'm like, okay. I'm still healing from Bella, my dog who passed on. I do communicate with her every day. So I'm an animal communicator. It's not easy. I really, really miss her. Really, really miss her. So we all have things that we're healing from and letting go. Right? And even on the 4th and the 5th, you are of May, you're even going to be reflecting back even more onto April. Really take your time and look back onto April, because that was a very, very powerful month, huge transforming month in so many ways, especially with the eclipse, that even the full moon from Scorpio full moon, that was reflected back to the eclipse. So certain events that you went through on the eclipse would have been reflected on the eclipse day. I was so busy. I was slammed non-stop. I think I had like a 10-minute break throughout the whole day. So the 28th, or the day of the full moon, everything just caught up with me. And I'm like, oh my God, I can't keep pushing it. I cannot. I'm done. I'm done. Right? So it's like, pay attention to when you need to rest. Really pay attention. Right? That powerful day, May 5th, 5-5, really pay attention to the events that happen. You might all of a sudden get that inspiration of, you know what, I'm going to start my projects now. Right? I'm going to be tweaking my projects. I'm going to be creating this. right? You might even find that your head seems a little bit, headachy. You could find like pressure in your head and in your teeth and even along your jaw lines as well on the fifth, right? So just gentle, like face yoga. There's face yoga as well. You know what I mean? Tapping your face and such like that. Different parts of your body. Sometimes I'll be like, darn, and I'll hit my fist on the table, and I'm like, because I get upset with certain things, and I'm like, God, why did I do that? Why did I do that to myself? Because I'm like, oh, that hurt. And I'm like, why are you doing that? It's like, take time, pause, really pause. Because there's things coming up that could make you guys really upset. I'm just saying, especially what's coming out in the world. People are upset. People are angry. Truth, lies, deception. I've talked about that in my other videos. It's coming out more and more and more and more, which is leaving people unbalanced, which people are like, I've had enough. I want to exit this world. I'm done. Suicide rates are up higher, right? So make sure that you take time for you. Turn your devices off. Go spend time outside in Mother Nature. It's like, Jenny, have events tonight, but I don't feel like it. If you don't have to go, don't. Right? Like anytime I used to take Bella for her walk, I'd have my phone on me, but I'd have the ringer turned off because I like to enjoy that moment just with her and I, just going for our little walkies and such like that. I can get back to people later. And so you might be finding this week, you might be wanting to do that. Going to be like, I need time. I need space for me. April is so powerful that you might find that, you know what? I need to really kind of heal. I need to really let go because we're in Taurus season. Taurus, by the way, it's a very lucky time for you. So you might find that there's been more success for you recently. However, really pay attention, you guys, to when you're exhausted. I can't stress that enough. You also might find that you're more compassionate towards others. You might be forgiving other people, even for certain things. Whenever you're forgiving someone, it doesn't mean that you're saying, you know what? What you did to me, it wasn't okay. It wasn't okay. However, I'm going to forgive you just so I can walk on. I can move on. I can find my peace within. I'm not going to communicate with you anymore. There's no need to. I learned my lesson. You've really showed me who you are, what you've done to me, what you've said to me, all of that. Don't hold anger within. I observe a lot of different things myself. I keep a lot of things to myself. And I acknowledge that. I observe that. I just don't get involved. That's all. I'm like, no. No thanks. Right. However, as you're forgiving somebody, like somebody who's betrayed me, let's say, I will be like, you know what? I forgive you. I don't even need to say that to them at all. I just have to say it to myself. And it's like, you know what? I do wish you the best on your journey, no matter what. However, my soul contract with you is now over. Maybe once upon a time in the future, maybe we can reconnect. Maybe not. So this is also why Mercury retrograde comes to bring people back from your past. And thank God we're out of Mercury retrograde. I'm just saying, right? However, we still have that kind of post shadow that goes on for a couple of weeks. So the energy does start to calm down. Thank goodness. Thank goodness, right? So work with these energies, you guys. Really work with these energies. But right now, it's all about healing and letting go and really pay attention to the goals that you have, even if you create, like with myself, for instance, I set goals all the time. And I'll write like small goals, right? It's like, oh yeah, I need to book an appointment to have this done, right? I have to have a certain surgical, situation myself. And I'm like, oh my God, I got to get this done and out of the way. So I booked it, right? Who wants to go through surgical procedures? I sure the heck don't. However, I'm like, you know what? This is something that I need to get done. So I booked it for May, right? And then when I go, I'll have to psych myself up It's going to be a great, it's going to be a great procedure. Everything's going to flow and go along. However, make sure whenever you're booking things, by the way, for surgical procedures, do not book it on the full moon or the new moon. I know certain dates, it does have a tendency to come upon and fall upon those dates. I get it. I get it. It's just your body's more sensitive. I'm not going to talk about it. I'm not going to go on and scare you guys, but if not, I had the dates written down for the new moon and the full moon in May, right? And I'm like, okay, tell me what date you have available, because it's not, you can't go on your schedule. You have to go on their schedule. So they're like, we have this date. And I'm like, oh my God, that's perfect. That is perfect. Right. And I'm like, thank you, spirit. Thank you, universe. All right. So then I'll be psyching myself up as we get closer to that time. Right. So even though that, it's like, okay, so whenever I have that procedure done, it's like check mark off my vision board, check mark off certain goals. So you can set small goals. You can set larger goals for yourself. The larger goals, the bigger the goals, that's something that's going to take time to work on. I always have things I'm working on myself, projects and such. I just don't talk about it, right? I just don't. Because why? It's like, okay, whenever I'm done that project, and it's like, okay, maybe I'll share that with someone or the public or whatever, then I'll put it up. Sometimes certain projects that you do, it's just for yourself. Some projects you do, you might be like, you know what, I've done this, you guys. For those of you who might be interested or whatever, to take a look, there you go. Right. And if not, it doesn't matter. Don't take it personally, because some people put up, you know what, I've just finished this, I've just achieved this goal or whatever it is, and sometimes if you notice, some people put it up, like I ran a 10-mile marathon, let's just say as an example. You might not get anybody, saying, hey, that's awesome, good for you. And you might get people, your true friends will say, hey, that's awesome, good for you, I'm really happy for you. Right. So really pay attention to the people that really say, you know what, that's awesome. That's really good. Good for you. That's amazing. And also pay attention to the people that don't support you in a positive way. Because with this universal 8 year, you're more drawn to your soul connections and such. I have amazing soul connections worldwide, my soul tribe and such. I don't talk to them every single day. I've had friends that I've known like for my entire life, right? They're still in my heart and such. I might not talk to them every day or very often. However, whenever I do, they're in my heart. They're my soul friend, right? So there's certain people who we don't connect with anymore, and we have to let them go because you've evolved, you've shifted, you've transcended forward. We all have our own path, and we all have a soul contract with other people who we meet, no matter if it's for a day, an hour, or 20, 30, 40 years, whatever it is, right? So always be grateful for certain people. Like I have much gratitude in my life, and for certain people I have around, I'm very grateful for them, and the time we share together, or we have shared together and so on, right? So always be grateful for experiences because it gives you that knowledge to learn it. As you reflect back on it, you're going to be like, I understand why that didn't happen. I get that now. However, when you're going through the emotions and the experience, we can get so wrapped up in the vortex of things that we're like, oh, I want this and this and this. I want to be with this person, or I want to move here, or I want to make this happen, or I want this job, or whatever it is. Right. And then when we don't get it or it doesn't happen, we're like, gosh. However, when you look back on it, you're going to be like, that's why. That's why that relationship didn't happen, or that's why I didn't travel here, or that's why I didn't move there, or that's why I didn't get the job, or so on. That's why it's like, go with the flow. Keep working towards your goals, small goals, large goals, surrender it, leave it up to divine timing, and surrender it. Surrender it. Right? You have to trust the process. So, anyways, so. Let me know how you guys are doing. Like, let me know what's coming up. Let me know how you guys are working with these days and so on. And please don't be hard on yourself. Show yourself compassion, right? There's been so much energy in the world with lies and deceptions, with the health, with the WHO, with the government, with all of this crap. I'm not going to go on about it. It's negative. Talk a little bit more about that on April 30th. If you join me on YouTube, I'm just saying, follow me on Instagram as well, Jenny Cousins. I'm just saying. So, anyways, I'm going to pull a couple of cards from the collective and see what the message is from the spirit world. Now, if you guys connect with these cards, it's the message specifically more for you. Let me know how you resonate with this and that, because it's for you, right? You know, whenever you book a reading with me, it's just me and you. I read into your energy, see where you're at, give you all of my insights with what I'm seeing for you in all different areas in your past life. I do past life Akashic records, like, and so on and so on. So I don't use cards when I'm with a client because I'm clairvoyant. However, because we are going here collectively, I use the cards. And make sure you clear your cards before you use them as well. So I'm going to talk to Spirit. What is the message, Spirit, from April 28th to the 5th of May? Happy birthday, Simon, by the way, April 28th. I don't think you're watching the video, but if you are, happy birthday, right? So, anyways, what is the message here from April 28th to the 5th of May? What's the message? What is the message? And the cards. Too many falling out. What is the message from the universe? 28th. Oh, wasn't that kind of cool? So the card I have here that spirit wants you to know, it's the dachshund dog of all cards. Procrastination and worrying what others will think are blocking you from making a decision. Make sure you guys do things for you. You're going to find that this week as well, that you're going to be like, you know what? I have to walk my path. You know, it's like, thanks for the advice and everything like that. Always walk your path that resonates for you. Always. You will find you'll come across the path for you. If you're torn between your own desires and somebody else's, follow your inner guidance. Absolutely. Follow the path that resonates with you, because when you do that, you're going to find that new doors are going to open up that's best for your higher self and your higher purpose. If you follow the path that others are telling you to follow or to walk towards, you're not going to be happy. You won't. Because it's like, you know what? It's just not me. However, sometimes we have to do that in order to see that. It's like, wow, that's just not my path. You know, I've turned down opportunities myself that it's like, wow, you know what? Thanks for that opportunity or that offer. I'm very grateful for you to even think of me and ask me to be a part. However, that's just not me. It just doesn't feel right for me. Maybe another time it will be. Maybe it's not the right time, or maybe it's just not the right path for me. So really pay attention to that, you guys, and don't force that. Follow what resonates for you. Maybe you're not ready for that opportunity. Maybe you're like, you know, I'm just not sure that's the right path for me, right? But follow your inner guru, your inner guidance. And whenever the mind's overwhelmed, take time out for you, get in touch by Mother Nature, go for hikes. You know, just really pay attention to the animals, because the animals are starting to talk to us a lot more. There's going to be more attacks, like bear attacks, right? You know, like mountain lions or whatever it is. But I'm hearing bear attacks coming through even more and more and more. So, what is the message from the 28th of April to the 5th of May? What is the message from the spirit world? 28th of April to the May 5th. What's the message from the spirit world? Message from the spirit world. Okay, so now this card here can be a little kind of, you're going to have to face the truth, bottom line, right? So, you know how I'm talking about more lies and deceptions? I've talked about that in my other videos, my other Cosmic Vibe videos about the world and everything. A lot of people, whenever the truth gets exposed, sometimes it's so painful to see the truth, we start to shut down. And we're like, I don't want to believe that because it's so disturbing. However, truth is being exposed. Nobody can run from karma. I don't care who you are. There's going to be billionaires that are going to be losing their money. millionaires that are going to be losing their money from trying to tell humanity do this and to do that. So please keep your mind open. You know, the world has been awakening for quite some time now, and maybe there are certain things and aspects. You know how this week is also that time to release that inner child and to really work through our ancestral healing and our past traumas and certain situations that we know that have to end. You know, maybe it's like, you know, certain relationships that had ended in April with all of these intense energies. Some people are refusing to see the truth of why. Whenever there's an ending with something, take that time for you and really reflect on your relationship. Or maybe that job, maybe you got fired, maybe you decided to quit. Look and see the reality with it, with the situation. Because whenever you do that, the truth will set you free, no matter how painful. I would rather be shown the truth than to go through that karmic path and end in pain. I've been there myself too many times in the past. That's why I do and work through things differently. Because when we have learned painful situations and lessons, we're like, you know what? I've been there. I get it. I understand. I truly do. I'm done with that. You know, I now am walking my path to healing. I have gained more wisdom from it. I've learned lessons from that and so on. Really take time out for you to really process things. You can always book a reading for me, I mean, from me, to get more clarity on your situation as well, right? We can't run from the truth of things. We cannot. So I'm going to pull a card here as well from our animals, our sea life world, as I call it. I've been using a lot of these sea life cards for a while now because of what's happening to our waters, what's really going on beneath our waters, which I'll explain more in our in the live event here on the 30th of April. So what's our message from our sea life? 28th of April to the 5th of May. I get teary-eyed when I talk to the animals because the messages they give to me is very profound. Animals that have passed on and animals that are here. Even just to give you guys an example, like eventually I will get another dog eventually when the time is right, when I move eventually. And Bella comes to my vision, starts talking to me. Because I know different dogs I'm looking at. And she's looking at me. She goes, "What dog do you want to come back? I can come back to you." So I'm not going to talk about it. I'll get teary-eyed. But so what's our message from the sea life world? So now this this here is very suiting, by the way. Diving to the new depths, getting deeper within your soul. There is a deeper meaning to what is happening. You might be looking at this from the surface and missing what is really going on. Take a moment to pause and breathe. Allow yourself to dive deeper into what it is you are feeling about your current situation. Absolutely. This is what I'm talking about. When you're processing and healing things, take time out, turn your devices off, get away from crowds and the busyness and the concrete jungles. Go in Mother Nature, go for a walk by yourself, take your dog with you if you want. You know, maybe turn spend time even in your own place where there's no noises. When you do that, the more quieter you get, you're going to hear those messages coming through from your soul. You really will. When you're not expecting it to, when you're not expecting it to. As I've been writing, I've been channeling a lot of information through. So the more quiet you are, the more you're going to hear from your soul. Let me just see. I'm just going to pull one more card here. I have a few decks that I get drawn to before I do these videos. So I put some decks down, and then as I'm doing these videos, because I stay in the now, right? I'm like, okay, I'm getting drawn. Actually, no, I'm getting pulled to this deck over here, by the way. So see how that works? Listen to where you're getting drawn to go. So what is the message from the Sandra? I don't know why I heard that name Sandra for some reason. Don't know why, but I'm hearing Sandra coming through. 28th of April to the 5th of May. 28th of April to the 5th of May. 28th of April to the 5th of May. What's the message from the spirit world? They fall to the fifth. No. Cosmic message. Here we go. Yes. So, April, as I'm saying, what did I say? It was a very powerful month, right? It was a very transforming month. Transformation and quantum leaps. When you reflect back, what did you learn from that month? I want you guys to really reflect back, even journal. What April was to you, what happened in April to you? You know, like more majorly, because there was endings, sudden endings, deaths, rebirths, new beginnings, rude awakenings. And whenever we go through things, like crises can really bring a major breakthrough towards you. You can transcend in quantum leaps. You really can push forward. Reflect back on the growth. What did you learn from that? And it's really interesting how this card here states growth. What did you learn? How are you evolving? You're not the same person as you were 6 months ago. You're not the same person you were a year ago. Even certain events, you can instantly change just like that. A certain traumatic event, or you see something and it gives you that truth as being exposed. It can change you in seconds. Seconds. What did you learn from that? So let me know how you guys are doing. Let me know what's going on. And actually, let me pull a quick card here, by the way. I just heard that. So, all right. Okay, spirit. So I use crystals and I love crystals, you know, and I bought another crystal here. My crystals are packed. I've been living out of boxes for years, realistically, here now. Long story. This is an angel quartz. It's quite heavy. It's very large. I have a few of them. And even whenever Bella passed away, I have a little altar for her with her ashes. And photo and things around it. And I bought some angel crystals here. And I have these big ones around her ashes and so on. Look at that. And I also have one beside my desk. And they're large pieces. Pieces that I have for Bella, they're large pieces. Brings more angel contact to you as well. So always whenever you're buying crystals, go by what you're pulled towards, what you're gravitated towards, because then that's the right crystal for you, right? So, what's the message from the land of our crystals, the Atlantean and Lemurian days, and so on? What's the message from our crystals from the 28th to the April 5th? Message from the crystals right away. Tourmaline, watermelon tourmaline. Now, isn't this beautiful? Look at this. Look at that beautiful card. Pink and green, representing healing, representing heart. Speak from your heart. Do things that you love. Letting go. That's a beautiful. I have this crystal, of course, but it's packed, or else I'd show it to you, right? But it's a beautiful crystal. Like whenever you're even getting crystals, hang on to it for a few minutes. Really hang on to that crystal for a few minutes and see what you're feeling. Some people, I don't feel anything, Jenny. That's okay. That's okay. I'm very sensitive. I read energy very quickly, so I can scan what crystals I want, even if I don't know. And even whenever I just ran into a store the other day, I was actually just picking up some incense, and that's where I came across that crystal. And I'm like, oh, I have to have that crystal. I picked it up because it was calling me over, Jenny. I'm over here, right? And I went and I held it, and I'm like, oh, it just felt amazing. Just really felt amazing. So that's why I got it. So really listen to what you're feeling and make sure you guys join me live on the 30th of April here on YouTube. Set your dials 2 p.m. Eastern, 12 noon Mountain Standard Time, or 11 a.m. Pacific. I'm going to be doing some predictions for the zodiac signs and world events and so on. And given time as I go with the flow, I might even do some clairvoyant readings depending on what time, because doing readings for zodiac signs and the world events, we'll see what happens. And you never know. You never know. I might just choose you. If I'm seeing and feeling your energy as I'm talking right away, I will stop and give you a little read. Okay. So make sure you subscribe to my channel. Follow me on Instagram, Jenny Cousins, and make some comments. Like my video. It really helps my channel. I'm trying to build it up and so on and get it monetized as well. So have a beautiful cosmic week, and I will see you live here on YouTube on April the 30th at 2 p.m. Eastern.